about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. How y'all doing? All right. I had a rough weekend. Had a rough day today. You're going to hear about it. You see, I talk to you more than I talk to my husband. You guys realize that? No. I'm still in a very strong relationship with my husband. It's probably why, because he doesn't have to hear me complain about my day all the time. But literally, I talk to you all probably more than I talk to my husband, because we're so busy, I rarely see him. You know, I get a couple good jabs in there. You know, trust me, I do. You know, but you guys are going to have to hear about my day. Not too good. One of my kids got punched by another kid at school. And, oh, you don't touch my baby. So we're going to talk about that. All right. But you guys aren't probably as interested in that as you are interested in a couple of the stories I got today. Well, men. Okay, we're still trying to find birth control for you all. Yeah, we are. No. The subject's not dropped. Subject has not been dropped. They figured out a way to possibly temporarily kill your sperm. And it's by zapping your testicles with ultrasound. Sounds perfect to me. Sounds painless. So ultrasound testicular zapping could decrease your sperm count. Pretty exciting stuff there. We're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like Alec Baldwin is pre-diabetic. Ooh, big news story. I know, nobody cares. But this pre-diabetic concept is kind of important, because I bet a lot of you all listening are pre-diabetic. So we'll kind of talk to you about the criteria is and what should you do if you're pre-diabetic. We talk about diabetes, right, and how screwed we all are once we get it. I'm on my way to being diabetic. I mean, it's in the family, and I love my ho-hos. I mean, it's a sure thing. But what about those of us that are pre-diabetic? All right, we're going to talk about that. And then I guess, what is this here? The European Commission wants to promote eating insects. There's this big push to get us to eat insects. This isn't the first time I heard about that. Remember I talked about this about a year ago? Where they want to do chocolate-covered ants and things like that and really play around with delicacies with these insects so we eat it. And you know, probably get off a lot of the cattle and the chicken and the fish. I'm not buying that either, but you need to hear about this, because if we get any poorer, right, they're going to suggest we eat bugs. Now, I have swallowed some bugs. You know what? I used to swallow a lot of gnats, right? I used to like run on the playground, and when I used to run, my tongue would hang out of my mouth, right? I was like, you know, my mouth would be open, the tongue would hang out, and I'd be swallowing gnats. I'm going to tell you right now, they were disgusting. I didn't like them, and I didn't find any nutritious value to them at all. So my answer to this is no. But some of you may be like, you know what? You know, maybe I'll get one of those moth traps, you know, and, you know, the wings may be fiber. All right, so as you can see, we've got a lot to talk about. Anything else I could fit in this first hour, I will. If not, we've got lots of hours. You know, we just talk all the time. Oh, another thing I got to talk to you guys about is apparently somebody died in one of the hotels in Las Vegas, the Luxor Hotel, of Legionnaire's disease. Now, Legionnaire's disease keeps popping up in the news periodically. All right, remember the Playboy Mansion? A bunch of people got sick with Legionnaire's. And I've received multiple emails on how do you get it? What do I do if I get it? Well, with this story in the news, we're going to talk about that tonight, today. Okay, so, as you can see, a lot to talk about, but what I really want to do is hear from you also. I don't want to just keep talking, right? I'll get voice strained. So please call me at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Would you rather listen to your voice or mine? 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. Okay, so what do I want to talk about first? This is a tough one. Oh, gosh, you know, there's also another story. Oh, my God, there's all these stories. Apparently, there's an issue with the metal hip replacements overseas that they think people are getting metal poisoning. And so that kind of freaks a lot of people out that have metal implants. So we're going to try to fit that one in. If for some reason you don't get to listen to all 3 hours, I know, thank your Heavenly Father. No, if you don't get to listen to all 3 hours, go to GCN Live and you can get our podcast. I can't tell you how many emails people are like, where are your podcasts? We moved all the podcasts to our network. So our network has all the shows and archived and podcasts. You can listen to Dr. Dahlia all day long. Okay, good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so let's kind of move into this whole testicle story because this looks pretty cool. All right. Study leader Dr. James Tsuruta studies the testicles. And he's from the University of North Carolina. He says, unlike humans, rats remain fertile even with extremely low sperm counts. However, our non-invasive ultrasound treatment reduced sperm reserves in rats far below levels normally seen in fertile men. So what they did is they created a, you know, men don't want birth control if it's expensive, if it's painful, if it's non-reversible. Well, they say this ultrasonic sperm zapping that you do to the testicles is cheap, it's reliable, it's reversible, is long-acting, and very few side effects. They used a 3 megahertz high-frequency ultrasound beam, zoom, around rat's testes, and it wiped out the germ cells that produce the sperm. They say 2 sessions lasting 15 minutes warmed the testicles up to 37 degrees Celsius. All right? And what else happened? Now, they are not saying how long that's going to last. Okay? Oh, but they said they did anesthetize a rat's testes, and the testicles were held in place with a ligature. The non-invasive nature of ultrasound doesn't sound non-invasive to me. If you're anesthetizing them, you got to anesthetize them with a needle. The non-invasive nature of ultrasound and its efficacy in reducing sperm count make therapeutic ultrasound promising. I think it's very, very promising. You ultrasound them. We use ultrasound in kidney stones, right? The lithotomy, lithotomy position. That's for pap smears. Lithotripsy. Sorry, lithotripsy. All right, yeah, lithotomy positions for your pap smears. Ultrasound, it uses sound waves to break things up. I mean, I don't know. If I had a testicle, would I want that? Yeah, I can't stand taking birth control. Why don't they just ultrasound my ovaries? Just zap my ovaries with the megahertz. Sounds actually fun. All right, but anyway, we're coming up on break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1724.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1766.74, $883.37 for a half ounce, or $441.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $1766.74, $883.37, and $441.69.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. You know, this whole male contraception is not going to go away. I know a lot of you guys are sitting there going, really? Come on. None of us want to take it. None of us want to buy it. There's not going to be a market for it. So why is the company spending all this money? Well, you don't realize a lot of women don't want to take birth control, right? And who makes most of the healthcare decisions in the family? Women. They do. Most of the healthcare decisions happen because of the woman. The woman decides. That's why a lot of these insurance commercials you see on air try to attract women. Remember Andy Griffith did an AARP commercial? Well, you all remember how much we used to have a crush on Andy Griffith. Yeah. So, it's true. Oh, my gosh, he was in a uniform. Really? You don't believe it? Women thought Andy Griffith was sexy, right? Now, I know you all probably didn't care much about Abby And then I forgot who the Don Knotts, Barney Fife? Yeah, no. He we didn't get time to. But Sheriff Andy, oh, we wanted to be apprehended by him anytime. But if you notice, that's what they do. They, you know, try to use these handsome stars, even though they're older, for the women, because they know the women are going to be the ones making the decisions. Why do you think the Viagra commercial has a man and a woman in a bathtub in the forest? That's not a guy commercial. You want a guy commercial, you do what the Super Bowl commercials have, you know, beer and oil and dancing girls. You don't stick a couple bathtubs in the forest, but that's girly. And I'm a woman. I don't really find that attractive. I like the Super Bowl commercials, too. But I guess somebody in the marketing team thinks that the girls are going to like the whole forest and bubble bath and the man holding the woman's hand after sex while they're naked in two separate bubble baths. I still don't get this. I'm a woman. I really don't get that commercial. But, you know, realize they're attracting the female. So if you think as a man that there's going to be no market for these male anti-contraceptives, all right? You got nothing coming because the women are going to make men pay. Now, some of you are probably in the age group going, look, you know, man, I'm in my 50s. I'm not going to impregnate anybody now. Absolutely, you can. You can impregnate people. I believe Charlie Chaplin was in his 70s when he impregnated people. And women, there was a 53-year-old that got pregnant in England last week. Well, she delivered her baby. And, you know, 53 years old, carried the baby to term, healthy baby. You know, women now are going into menopause a little later because they're starting their periods a little later. So you could be dating a 55-year-old, and it could happen. I think the oldest woman who became pregnant without any help was a 59-year-old. So if you all are in your 50s listening to this, yeah, you may still need to consider birth control. Now, again, you know, this testicular zapping thing, of course, isn't very attractive. I get that. But, you know, something. All right. But don't think, you know, you're too old to get pregnant. I mean, if you're in your 60s and 70s, yeah, at that point, probably I'd say you're a little safer. But if the woman is in her 50s and below, I would still say use some protection. Well, I mean, you need to use protection anyway. STDs are on the rise. They say the biggest group increase growth of STDs is in the 55 plus age group. Because more people are having sex, they're dating, you know, if they're widowed or widowered, they're going back and having relationships later. So sex is on the rise, and good for them. Also with Viagra and Cialis and Levitra, our population has grown to the point where older people can now enjoy sex again. Women could have creams and estrogen creams, et cetera, and certain things that help. You know, stores now stock KY like, you know, and they didn't before. So now older people are able to enjoy sex, so good for them. But keep in mind, you still need to use protection. Okay. I know. I was going to gripe about my weekend. I don't know if you guys want to hear it. Really, I think what really ruined the weekend is I saw that movie Grey with Liam Neeson. My kids wanted to see it. It's rated R. I know. I do not like taking my kids to rated R movies. I don't think they should see it. But they told me it was a movie about wolves. And my husband was like, it's about survival. You know, we just saw Castaway. We had the kids see the Castaway movie with Tom Hanks. We rented that. And I'm like, really? Well, survival in the snow? All right. You know, I hope it's not bloody. Okay, well, the kids loved the movie. Me, I almost vomited. I'm sorry. I did not like the movie at all. Red Tails, I liked a lot better. I saw that the other week. But Grey, no. It was actually a little too colorful for my taste. Too much blood. So I know it's supposed to be a big hit. I don't want to ruin it for you. But basically the story is they're on an airplane. It crashes. They land in the tundra. And then these wolves want to eat them. Yeah, I know. Not really a good storyline. So I was like, really? Really? So now I'm feeling bad that I took the kids to the movie. The kids love it. But I'm still thinking that it was a horrible movie. I'm going to have nightmares for weeks from that. So that ruined it. And then my kid, he gets punched at school. My kid gets punched at school by a kid twice the size of him. Now, my boy is a big boy. I got two boys, and they're really strapping lads, you know, because my husband's so burly. They got all those muscles. And I come from a family of football players, so I got some big bones on me, too. I said bones. And so my boys are kind of big. But one of them punched my boy in the stomach to the point that he actually threw up. Okay, now I'm looking at abdominal visceral injury. I'm worried about his biliary tree. I'm ready to open up a can of whoop butt. All right, but of course, you know, I had to be calm. I had to be cool. My baby said he's okay, right? And then the kid looks like just tried to call because he wants to make nice. I bet his mom, you know, made sure he got on the phone. Ozzy, she better, because I'll take her on. I know I can't take on a kid. I got that. But, you know, when her baby messes with my baby, she's going to have to pay. But it sounds like they're trying to make nice, right? But, you know, my kid, he says, Mom, I couldn't hit him back. And I go, I understand that, all right? But just tell me why. What is your reasoning? He goes, because the teacher was right there. If I hit him back, I would be the one, because the teacher didn't see the bigger kid hit him. That always happens. Okay, whenever my kids get in trouble, now, they could be lying, but I know in this particular case they're not lying, because, again, we know the kid hit my kid. But they say the teacher never sees the first event, the cause. They always see the effect. So he said the teacher wasn't looking, but turned around when he was doubled over and would have gone in for the punch. And so, you know, yes, he would have gotten in trouble. He would have gotten suspended. Now, daddy's probably having a completely different talk with my baby. He's probably teaching him Krav Maga moves as we speak right now. But, you know, it stinks. I mean, you know, when we grew up, we took care of our own situation after school. You know, we just took care, you know, we went, got to fights and the teachers weren't around. And I mean, it was, or we would punch back, you know, on school. That's just what we did. Now it's just a whole different world. I kind of feel bad because, you know, I mean, should I be teaching my boy to, you know, fight back? But again, with the teacher watching, I think he made the right decision. You know, it just, I just hope my baby's tummy say, it's my baby. You know, he could be 20 years old later, God willing. He'll still be my baby. I'll still rub his tummy with Vicks, make my baby some hot chocolate. All right. I know. He's getting a Krav Maga lesson now. All right. So anyway, that was my week. That was my week. But you know what? Not as bad as it was for this one person. Apparently somebody died at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas after contracting Legionnaire's disease. Now, a couple other cases had been found that weren't fatal a while back. There were two cases that were found in the spring of 2011. There were water samples in the hotel that originally did not show the bacteria of this Legionella. And then after another case, they did find Legionella. And so now they're investigating the death. They are not telling us how old the person is, male, female, etc. And, of course, you know, right now they're still investigating it. But Legionnaire's disease, you know, hits everywhere, all right? And I want to spend a little time on this when we come back from break. I actually was interviewed on News Channel 3 locally on this. I'm going to be talking about that later. It's going to air later tonight. But this Legionnaire's actually is a lot more common than we think. And what's frustrating about this type of disease is it's very similar to what happened with Listeria. You could contract this and, you know, you could be a clean person. You could be in a clean place, a well-maintained place, contract it and not know that you've contracted something until 2 weeks later. It's one of those things that could just kind of sit and feed on you. So we're going to be spending time talking about that. Right now, from what I understand, the Luxor Hotel is chlorinating and superheating, super chlorinating the water now to kill the bacteria. They're going to do, I guess, the whole hotel. They think it'll be done within 10 days. For any of you that's ever visited Vegas, Luxor is absolutely beautiful. It's that beautiful pyramid hotel. But you see, when I see this, I think anywhere around the country should probably test their water. I mean, why not? Just every now and then test for these things because you get it from the water supply. This Legionella bacteria, it likes to live in water and you breathe it in. So hot tubbing, remember the Playboy Mansion Legionnaires outbreak that happened last year? They were hot tubbing. They were sitting there hot tubbing. Now, it will kill somebody if they're vulnerable, if they're older, if they're immunosuppressed, have HIV, transplant, if they're a child. So more vulnerable people could die from this. But many other people, they do recover either by antibiotics or not. But again, you get it from the water supply, hot tubs, etc. So, you know, my recommendation is if you get any headache, muscle pain, chills, fever, cough, and it doesn't go away, and you stayed at a hotel or were near any type of swimming pools or hot tubs, tell them to check for Legionnaires. All right, guys, we're going on break. When we come back, more of the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Okay, I'm still ticked off about this. Dr. Dahlia here. My boy getting beat up, but punched in the stomach by this other kid. This is what he should have done. You know, I'm going back. What he should have done is pretended it was a reflex. Okay? All right? He could have, after he got hit in the stomach, brought his arms up, right, and then knocked the kid over. And if the teacher was looking at him, say, but it was a reflex. He hit my stomach, and as I flayed up, I hit him. I don't know. You know, I'm so mad. I'm so, so mad because I know how mad my baby was when he got hit. Oh, it was something stupid. stupid. It was something stupid. Somebody dropped a paper. He said he went to pick it up. See, I don't know. Maybe I'm not getting the full story. Yeah, my son made it sound like he was helping him pick up a piece of paper and he decided to punch him. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I've seen the kids at the school. Some of them are just real kooky, you know, and so I wouldn't put it past him for someone to show an act of aggression for no good reason at all. And of course, you know, my baby can do no wrong. But, you know, ooh, I get mad. But don't you hate that? Something happens. You have some sort of confrontation and because you're in shock by what happened, you don't do it. And then a few minutes later, you're like, ooh, I should have done that. Or I should have said that. Or I should have. You know, here's an example. We're in the movie theater line and I was having a good day. My serotonin felt like it was up. I didn't care. And there was an older gentleman, probably in his late 70s, that went right up to the window. Right? Now, I know the tricks some of the seniors do, right? Because I see my mom do it, okay? You know, she acts really lucid, you know, throughout the day, but then when she wants something, she pretends like she has dementia, okay? So this guy wanders up in front of the line, right, to the movie theater. You know how, you know, you have two, you know, people at the counter, and then there's one line form, so whoever opens up first, right, so it kind of looks like a Y. Yeah, okay, so the schmo comes up, and he goes right up to the front. I didn't know about it until somebody in line, who was having a bad serotonin day, starts screaming. And, you know, he's like, get to the back of the line, get to the back of the line, where that's, you know, so the man tries to pretend he's having, you know, a senior moment, and he turns around, and he tries to buy the ticket anyway. And the man at the counter says, you got to go in line. So I realized the guy was pretty crafty because I could see the way he moves. Like, I'm a doctor. I know I could identify dementia. So the man leaves the ticket counter and he walks up to the gentleman in line who was complaining and he apologizes to him. And I'm like, well, that's a nice thing to do until I see he then stands behind the man who was yelling at him. So the man goes, wait, you just took cuts again. They're not going to let you do this. Now, of course, he was a couple people in front of me. Come on, the guy's almost 80. What am I going to do? And I didn't even really want to see the stupid gray movie anyway. So I was like, I don't care, you know. So you know, I see these little crafty seniors pretend like they don't know what they're doing. But you want to know what? They put in their dues, you know. And honestly, I told the guy in front of me, I go, look, but, you know, the man's probably not going to have Medicare and Social Security like he was promised all these decades. Let him get his movie tickets sooner. I don't care, honestly. You know, you seniors, you put in your dues, so I don't mind. But I got to tell you, pretty crafty stuff. Oh, yeah, but anyway. All right, so you see that confrontation, et cetera, and you see the first guy kind of steaming. But anyway, confrontations happen all the time. You know, I'll get into a fight with my husband, or I'll get into a fight with my mother, you know, or something. I get into a fight a lot, or with a patient. I'm like, ooh, I should have said that. And then this is where it gets bad. Okay. Sometimes after you're able to think about it and kind of recollect your thoughts, you go, oh, that would have been a good comeback. And then you start to have remorse and you start to hate yourself for not having done that reflexive action. So you almost want to reenact the whole conflict just so you could get them good the next time. Am I wrong? I'm not wrong. You know what I'm talking about. You know, especially ladies. Ladies are the time going, oh my gosh, I could have said this about his mother. Oh, that would have been a good one. So then you're like, well, the next time he says this, we're like, well, what if there isn't a next time? I better make a next time. I mean, you do this all subconsciously to get to a fight. And then you try working that conversation in, it comes up, and then boom, then you get to go. Then you get to go with your artillery or your ammunition, and then you feel good that you got that in. But, you know, it's just funny the way people fight. I kind of like watching it. I don't like conflict. It makes me very nervous. I like everybody happy and everything copacetic. But sometimes if you are looking at conflict, you need to kind of step back and kind of laugh about it. Right? Like Alec Baldwin's in the news. I'm sick of this guy being in the news. But anyway, remember he got into a fight with the flight attendant because he wanted to play a stupid iPhone game. And she was going, sir, you need to shut off all electronic devices right now. And he didn't want to do it, so he gets all grumpy and the pilot kicks him off. Now, anyway, Alec Baldwin was in the news because apparently he was diagnosed with pre-diabetes. And he's 53 years old. And he said that scared the heck out of him, such that he lost 30 pounds right away. So he was diagnosed May 10th, and he said since then he lost 30 pounds. Now, What is this issue with prediabetes? If it's prediabetes, is it even scary? Well, quickly, a little story about prediabetes. All right, prediabetes is, I always thought it was a condition. Okay, prediabetes is before you become diabetic. I always thought, ever since medical school, that you could identify people who will become diabetic. All right, made perfect sense to me. So I rose my hand in medical school class, and of course, nobody ever took me seriously. Yeah, right? And, you know, I go, can we call this person pre-diabetic? The sugar is a little bit off. His triglycerides, the fats are off. There's a family history. You know, why don't we call him pre-diabetic? And the teacher said, no, you're either diabetic or you're not. You wouldn't see pre-pregnant, would you? You're either pregnant or you aren't. Now, that was when we were talking about borderline diabetes. We had a borderline diabetes diagnosis that our teachers were saying doesn't exist. You don't say borderline diabetic. You're the diabetic or you're not. But I'm like, well, what about pre? Like he's turning. And they're like, do you turn pregnant? No, you're pregnant or you're not. So he shut me up. And I'm like, okay. And then later, the pre-diabetes diagnosis came out. I'm like, you see? Nobody listens to me, you see? All right, so what exactly is prediabetes? Now, we've talked about blood sugar, right? If your blood sugar is, let's say, over 126 fasting, now that's pretty tough to do. Okay, they've really lowered the guidelines, right? You know, if your blood sugar is over 126, we call you diabetic. But if it's pre-126, like maybe between 100 and 125, that's considered pre-diabetes. All right, so let's say you're always floating around the 1.5s, 1.10s. That could be an indication. Now, let's look at your glycohemoglobin, that hemoglobin A1C, that test that looks at how sugary your blood cells are. Now, keep in mind, your blood lives about 120 days, so every 3-4 months we take this test. It doesn't make sense taking the test every couple weeks because the blood cells are still alive from a couple weeks ago. So if they're sugary, they're still going to be around. All right, we want you to be under 6, ideally, all right? If you're over 7, 6.5 to 7, we think you have diabetes. If you're over 6.5 now. If you're in between 6 and 6.5, prediabetes. So already now, we're looking at sugars under 125, but over 100. Your glycohemoglobin between 6 and 6.5%, okay? Now, there's other tests you could do. You could do glucose tolerance tests where you drink, where you come in fasting and then you drink a drink, et cetera. And so there's certain numbers for that too, but I'm not going to go into that. But I got to be honest with you. I don't think it has to be an exact science. If you have a family history of diabetes, if your triglycerides, not so much your cholesterol, but the fats in your blood are going up, your sugar's going up, and your glycohemoglobin is above 6, I'd say let's call it. And I say you're pre-diabetes. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go on medication. It doesn't mean they have to medicate you. Of course, it depends if you have high cholesterol, high triglycerides. I would be more aggressive then and put you on a cholesterol medicine. But honestly, I would say lose weight. And Alec Baldwin actually did something right for once. He lost 30 pounds. I think that's brilliant. And 30 pounds could be enough to do it. I'd say exercise. I'd say watch your carbs. I'd say cut back on your alcohol. A lot of people are turning diabetic without realizing it because they drink alcohol. Even if you aren't eating and drinking your dinner instead, alcohol can do that. So that's kind of pre-diabetes in a nutshell. Yes, you could still have thirsty and hunger and weight loss just like a diabetic, but it's lighter. But don't forget exercise, diet, and sometimes the doctor may even put you on medicine if they think you're going to turn. All right, guys, we're coming up on break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DocDahlia.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. 65. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, all right, if you're eating something, you may want to put it down, because we're now going to be talking about insect burgers and chocolate-covered insects. Apparently, research projects have been funded now with 3 million euros by the European Commission to promote eating insects, and these projects are going to be decided on this year. Hey, where there's money, there's a study. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, taking your questions and comments, etc. So they say the European Union first launched an initiative last autumn to promote entomophagy, which is insects as a viable food source. Now, apparently there was a dilemma of how to make insects appealing to the consumer. So the European Commission decided to fund research, I guess, to the tune of 3 million euros to come up with the best proposal for using insects as a protein source. Okay? Now, they're looking at worms, locusts, ants, grinding them up, maybe adding them to fast food, maybe adding them to burgers, maybe promoting them as eco burgers. I'm serious. Impact Magazine reported a small market geared towards high-end insect products has actually developed with chocolate-covered ants and other novelty insect items. All right? They say because of a possible future food production shortage, they need to come up with other options. And because insects are high in protein and possibly high in fiber, you can actually, look into this. Okay, I'm now trying. Sorry about that. As I was talking, you guys had a radio problem. So just tap your radio. Okay, good. Okay, yeah, I was speaking very clearly. It's just your radio, didn't pick it up as such. All right, I pulled up an insect recipe. This is how to make chocolate-covered insects from eHow Food. All right, ready for this, guys? You place mealworms, crickets, or grasshoppers in the colander and cover with a screen or a large strainer to prevent insects from escaping. So they're alive. You don't just get them from the pool. Well, that makes sense. You don't want a dead insect. That makes sense. Okay. They say rinse thoroughly and drain. Put the rinsed insects inside a freezer bag. Place the bag in the freezer for approximately 15 to 20 minutes. They're still alive. By the way, when I did my bug collection for school, that's exactly what we would do. We would put the bugs in the freezer. Then they say preheat your oven to 225 degrees. This is serious. People are eating bugs in this world. They are. And it's supposed to be big in Europe soon, and then it's going to be big here. Anything that happens in Europe happens in America. They say cover the baking sheet with a single layer of paper towels. Distribute the insects evenly on the baking sheet. Place in preheated oven and bake for 1.5 hours. Then you remove the wings and legs of the roasted crickets and grasshoppers when cooled. I'm not condoning this. I'm not saying to do it. I think a lot of these bugs carry germs. I don't care if you're heating them in the oven for 225 degrees. I'm not eating them. No. They say pour 3/4 of the semi-sweet chocolate pieces or chips in a microwave-safe bowl. Microwave on 50% power for 1 minute or until the chocolate begins to turn shiny. If you want the chocolate to turn shiny, throw the wings. Okay, never mind. Add the remaining chips to the melting chocolate. Stir with a spoon and continue microwaving until shiny and melty. Melted, don't overcook the chocolate or it becomes grainy. The insects are grainy. What are they worried about the chocolate being grainy? Then they say, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dalia Show. We're talking about how do I guess make chocolate-covered insects. Dip individual roasted insects into the melted chocolate, working quickly before the chocolate firms. Place each chocolate-covered insect on a large sheet of wax paper until the chocolate hardens. Refrigerate the chocolate-covered insects in a covered container where they can remain for up to 3 weeks. That's how you make chocolate-covered insects. I know I should have a cooking show. I don't want a cooking show. I think this is disgusting. Oh, here's tips and warnings. If using ants, place the bag of ants in the freezer, then slow roast them and stir them gently into the melted chocolate before making individual chocolate drops. Do not rinse the ants as you'll lose most of your main ingredient. Duh. Seek medical help if you experience any allergic reactions after eating chocolate-covered insects. Do you know what? Just eat the chocolate. Just eat the chocolate. Okay? My. Oh, but I know you need the protein. That's disgusting. But you know what, though? I mean, you know, when you look at these survivor shows, you do. You can eat an insect. You eat the grasshopper. You eat the cricket. I mean, you know, when you're surviving. But when you have all these options out there, you know, I mean, you know, if there's a food shortage, I'm sure Top Ramen will be available. Right? You know what I'll do? I'll dip my Top Ramen in the chocolate. That sounds good. I know it's no protein, but that's okay. I'm kind of a big, muscular woman. Right? I'm burly. No, I don't think women could be burly, can they? Okay, I want to talk about this story. I haven't had a time to look into it because this is a little spooky. All right? Apparently, the Daily Mail reports that metal hip implants could possibly put more than 30,000 patients at risk of metal poisoning. They say medical regulators are considering new evidence about metal-on-metal implants disintegrating, destroying muscle tissue, and leaking metal into the bloodstream. All right, now, remember we had a recall of some of these implants because they had a failure rate of nearly 50% after 6 years? But now they're worried about the actual seepage of the metal into your bloodstream. They say all metal implants used on 40,000 patients when friction between the components caused tiny metal fragments to break off. Yeah, oh, that sounds horrible. All right, let's see. Apparently, hip implants by DePuy in 2010 were taken off the market. Let me see. All patients with the metal-on-metal DePuy ASR used in hip resurfacing and ASR-XL for full replacement should have their doctor check levels of cobalt and chromium in their blood to see whether they have muscle damage. Now, you see, I'm under the impression that most of the implants we use in the States is the metal and plastic implant, where the ball and socket of the hip joint have the metal, but then there's a plastic spacer in between, so you don't have metal on metal. And the metals are titanium, stainless steel, and cobalt chrome. But the plastic's polyethylene, but I believe most of the metal uses the titanium because the titanium, you could go through the airport sensors with. Okay, I know there's ceramic hips, but the metal on metal, that never, you know, seemed to make sense to me. Then you also have a metal and highly cross-linked polyethylene. But honestly, I think the most common one is the metal and plastic implant, where you got the plastic buffer in between. So, like I said, if you aren't sure, now, what would be the signs and symptoms of this poisoning? I mean, a lot of times you wouldn't know. Sometimes on your routine blood work, maybe the liver enzymes would be up. Sometimes the kidney function could be up. You can also kind of feel nausea, malaise, lack of appetite. But, you know, that's kind of weird. The metal on metal, possibly seepage. That's, but here's the thing. Many people that got hip replacements got it with the older types. And especially if what they're talking about from the Daily Mail is in Europe, they probably are using a different type than many of us here in the States. But I would just talk to your doctor. Okay, again, it's the DePuy hip implant that was recalled, and I'm sure many of you were notified by your orthopedic surgeon. But, you know, first the breast implants, then the hip implants. Not fun. Not fun. All right, guys. Okay, we're coming up on the end of the show. I know, so fast. So quick. For those of you that could join us for another couple hours, please do. If you can't, of course, realize GCN Live has all our archives, has all our podcasts. You could listen to any show. We're going to be talking about milk boosting your brain power. We're going to be talking about, I got to talk about the Muppets being accused of liberals. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? A lot more. I just don't have it already right now. I gotta figure out how my baby's doing. I gotta take a quick break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.